It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Good morning, I'm Bernie Lucas. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to affect nonprofit organizations, and funding for some of their programs is of great concern. One organization working hard to meet that challenge is the USO of Metropolitan Washington Baltimore. And here to give us some insight is their executive director, Lisa Marie Riggins. Good to meet you, virtually at least.
Nice to meet you, Bernie, virtually as well. We don't have to go mask to mask.
Exactly. Well, let's start with the basics. What is the mission of USO of Metropolitan Washington Baltimore?
Well, the mission overall is to always connect our service members and their families to home and country throughout their service to our nation. So whether they are stationed abroad or they're here, we always want to provide some connection to home and make sure they know that they count at all times through the services we deliver.
Sounds good. And it's been around for quite a while, too.
Been around since, you know, most people who are old enough to remember or have seen the archival footage of Bob Hope and Marilyn Monroe, and then fast forward to our more contemporary entertainers like Robin Williams, who, you know, go abroad. Back then, obviously, World War II was our troops there, and then we were there for them during Vietnam, which my father was there, and then our most recent entertainers have been there for our service members in Afghanistan and Iraq. So we've been around. I think we're getting ready to celebrate our 80th birthday next year. So I like to say, you know, as we've gone through this pandemic, troops can't quit no matter what. The
right.
world situation is they can't quit their job, so we can't quit them. And I think that's why the USO has managed to stay alive all these years.
Yeah. And locally, you've started some expansion, I guess some of it right before the COVID started. Tell us a little bit about
that. Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's interesting for me to see how many people don't necessarily know just how much we do for the military. There's kind of this this perception that we're in the airports, you know, which is big and it's significant because we are there for the troops and the service members as they come in and out and they deploy. And, you know, we're always there for them to create that space of comfort, food, support. But we are so much more and bigger than that. And we are expanding here in the metro region. We just opened a brand new center on Quantico, and Quantico is one of the premier marine bases. For those for people who don't know, they're Marines.
Right, yeah,
premier training. When you become a Marine, most of you go to Quantico, and there are no other USOs that have been able to get a Marine basis for a long time because Marines are very, I don't know how to describe it. They're very covert, and they don't let just anybody on their installation.
Sure.
So we were very, very fortunate to get on and build renovate a beautiful facility there for the Marines that are in training. And we opened it. We cut the ribbons on March 9th of 2021. We had superstars like Terry Bradshaw and Rob Gronkowski come. They were there for the ribbon cutting, and it was going to be this fabulous center for these guys who some of them aren't allowed off base. This is the only place to go through specific types of training. A lot of them are just in barracks. So this was a real social place for them to be with, you know, flat screens and gaming and food and tables beautifully decorated, and then everything shut down.
Right.
So
what was the date that opened again?
That was March 10th.
March 10th of this year.
Yeah. Yep. And then obviously about a week later, the world did a 180. But in spite of that, like I say, I go back to my original point, you know, the military they can't quit. They can't just decide to get another job. They can't decide not to go to work because it's, you know, it's our national security and training for that. So we still managed to find a way to support them even at the height of the lockdown. We managed to support them with grab-and-go food through the centers, through the center at Quantico specifically. So the doors never really closed. We had workarounds. We also developed story time, and as quaint as that sounds, there were a lot of service member families that had their kids, like everybody else, at home. And so we would have service members and our volunteers read books live. We had the commander of the Quantico come into our center in Quantico and read books for the children, which was recorded and put on Facebook. So that was really popular. I mean, it's hard for people to appreciate, but parents to have 15 minutes where they could let their child watch a live read book by the commander of Quantico was pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So we never stopped. We never stopped.
Absolutely. We're talking
with Lisa. And we, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We opened another one on March 3rd. We have a brick and mortar space on Fort Myer in Arlington where, of course, all of the funerals are conducted for our service members in all five branches. And we have the Honor Guard Lounge there, which I am really, really proud of because people also don't realize this. Those funerals, typically, in normal times, the service members are conducting in each branch about six a day. I think the total is maybe 26 funerals a day, and they work 6 days a week, no matter what the weather is. And I would drive into my office, and it could be bitter cold, it could be raining, it could be sweltering heat, and you would see these men out there flawless, performing their sacred duty for our service member families. And really, their only place to go in between each of those ceremonies is our lounge. Otherwise, they, you know, have to go on the bus or maybe the barracks if they're local. So that lounge is something we wrapped our arms around last year and completely renovated and did the same thing we did with Quantico. Just had them in mind throughout the renovation, you know, beautiful coffee bar, computer station, flat screen TVs, contemporary furniture, really, really, really comfortable fireman chairs, lounge chairs. So, because they're exhausted a lot of the time.
Sure.
And we opened that on March 3rd. So it was wonderful. It was the ribbon cutting. Actually, it was a renovation, not the opening. We had always had it, but we did a major renovation.
Right.
And then the world shut down.
That's crazy.
But we've reopened that and we've social distanced. So the lounge chairs are far apart and the tables are far apart and they still come in there and because the funerals don't really stop either. I mean, These are the things people don't realize. The military can't quit.
That's right. So. That's right. It's not every job can be done from home.
No.
We're talking with Lisa Marie Riggins, Executive Director of the USO at Metropolitan Washington, Baltimore. I'm Bernie Lucas. So some of the pivoting that you've done during COVID, you've gone to virtual for something, book clubs and some other things. Tell us about those.
Yes. So as with the rest of the world who externally serves, you know, their constituents, especially nonprofits, we had to pivot as our director of development, our VP of development, like I say, we had to pivot and shoot. So much of our work is interfacing with the military, especially at our Warrior Family Centers and our brick and mortar centers, bringing them in and giving them that socialization and like I said earlier, that home connection. So what do? When you can't do that anymore, and our programming team hustled and started developing programs immediately virtually to keep the military engaged and supported. I think a really popular one was the transitions and the transitions program. That's where we traditionally and have always offered service members an opportunity to work with us and our hired specialists, if you will, to help them transition when they know they're leaving the military. So it's job opportunities, it's resume work, it's networking, certification programs. So that was always very popular and robust. Well, with the pandemic, a lot of the service members who were getting ready to transition out or knew they were going to transition out, or some spouses who lost positions and jobs because of the pandemic, it kind of created a real urgency and glut. So we turned a lot of our focus onto virtual programming for transitioning service members, specifically resume writing, how do you do a Zoom interview, job interview, certifications had to come online. We had to keep them feeling like they were going somewhere and we were supporting them through this, as a lot of the world was concerned about the same issue. But you know, this is our constituency group, so we focused on them. So that we did a lot of virtual programming on transitions. And in addition to that, we wanted to reach the children at home. So there was, yes, the storytelling, as you said, we had live reads of storybooks from our airport lounge at BWI. We continued on with our we have a wounded, ill, and injured program. So we continued on with music and words and, believe it or not, painting and wine. Music and words was really special. We had Ethan Hawke, whose brother is a veteran, and the two of them came on and did a 3-week long, Ethan Hawke, the actor, mm-hmm. did a 3-week long program with our wounded, ill, and injured. When I say 3 week, it wasn't 5 days a week. I think that it was one day a week for 3 hours, and worked with them because Ethan is a musician and an artist, and worked with them on creating their own music and words, if you will. So that was special. We had celebrities really come to support us. WWE fighters came on and did Q&As. Rob Gronkowski came on and did a Q&A. Ironically, he didn't know it, but the day he was scheduled with us was the day he signed with, I think he's with Tampa, right? Tampa Buccaneers.
Yeah.
So he was white hot that day, and our military got to speak to him and ask him questions. So those were the kinds of things that we all got real creative in trying to figure out how to stay consistent and keep the continuity. We didn't go dark. We did not go dark
right.
for our military.
Right. And all of this, of course, takes funding, and that's been a challenge through all of this time. So tell us about some of what you're doing. I guess our company and you guys are working on something together.
Yes. Like everybody else, what do? You know, when you rely on the kindness and generosity of donors to support your constituents, and we immediately started an online fundraising campaign, as did many, in May, and we were able to raise money to continue doing what we do. And we are still trying to figure that out creatively because
right.
our big events, like everybody else's, have been canceled. We have shifted one of our big events in the fall, Stars and Stripes, which is a great fundraiser for us. We usually do a casino night in a beautiful hotel. It's all going to be virtual.
Yeah.
And that's where we were able to find the generosity of partners like iHeartRadio help us with that effort and be a kind of third-party fundraising source for us, if you will. So iHeart has joined with us to make this Stars and Stripes event really spectacular, even though it's online, and it's going to go for, I think, 5 days.
Wow.
Online, and iHeart has secured us two very popular music acts that we're not going to share because we want you to go online and
yeah,
register.
I know. What a tease, but that's, yeah.
We were thrilled. Honestly, it's the people who continue to support the charities that you know, that align with their values. We cannot thank enough because, again, all we exist here to do is to keep our troops and their families supported, and we rely on people like iHeartRadio and their willingness to help us do that. So, yeah, iHeart came in, and you're also doing your campaign right now. That's been, I think, it ends September 11th, and it's iHeartRadio supports the troops, which is people can donate to that. I think you've been giving us a shout out on your radio programs, and I want to encourage anybody else, anytime you donate, just visualize a service member doing a little bit better because of it.
Oh yeah. Well, we're proud to be partnering with you on that and doing whatever we can to help you out. We have a minute or two to go. Anything else that you would like to add or repeat or emphasize?
Well, I would just love to emphasize the call to action. You know, if you want to help support the troops through iHeartRadio's campaign, we do have a website, iHeartTheTroops.com, where you can do that. We also have our own website, usometro.com. And I think
.com or .org?
.org. .org. Thank you. Thank you. USOMetro.org. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, our Stars and Stripes event, which is going to be in October. And if you want to be a part of that, I think it's October 12th through the 16th. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be online casino gaming, all of that. But on October 15th at 7 p.m. is when iHeart comes through for the troops with the very special, well-known musical act. And if you want to purchase a ticket for that, again, those funds all go to our troops. And you can go to our usometro.org /Stars and Stripes tickets. So I would just love for anybody to follow this interview and follow up with supporting Stars and Stripes and iHeartRadio and the troops.
Yeah, very good. Very good. And we're going to put all those websites on our websites as well. So
great.
Lisa Marie Riggins, Executive Director of the USO of Metropolitan Washington, Baltimore. Great talking with you and hearing about your programs and successes and what we're going through with the COVID thing and wishing you the best, of course.
Well, thank you, Bert. And thank you for giving us the time and the exposure. And may we all stay safe and healthy throughout.
Oh, yeah. And give us a couple of those websites one more time.
Sure. So the main website for USOMetro.org is probably a great go-to, and /Stars and Stripes tickets if you want to get those tickets to see the performance that iHeart Radio is donating to our event, our virtual event on October 15th. And then, of course, you can also find out about things by going to the iHeartTheTroops.com, iHeartTheTroops.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.